Happy Friday! This is Mornings with Pat and Amy for Friday, May 15th, 2020. Payday for many people, hopefully, unless you're laid off, in which case, sorry. On today's show, have you noticed that the activities for your kids are sold out at all the stores? Yeah, so did we. Mary-Kate Olsen filed for an emergency divorce, which is interesting. Okay, good. You know something about that. Good. Plenty of good news from you guys who sent me messages on Facebook, and we appreciate it. And I think we're going to get into Diet Bet round two later in the show as well. But first, what's going on in the news? We are opening today, right, Amy?
Technically. So happy Friday. So Central New York, the North Country, Finger Lakes, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Tier, they all have met the requirements to begin phase one. So Western New York took a step back and will not be reopening yet.
Yeah, they had more hospitalizations all of a sudden. That's not the right direction there, no. Buffalo. So we open today. Now, as far as what that means is a whole nother issue. That doesn't mean go out and do like it's manufacturing, outdoorsy stuff like landscaping services, and you can, well, there's more about that I think you have coming up. I'll shut my mouth when women are talking.
That's right. Each business reopening in the state must develop a written reopening safety plan before they can do business. So by the way, shopping malls in the area that are reopening must remain closed, but their stores can have curbside pickup.
I can't see using that. Can you see using that?
No, because if I need to do any shopping, I'm just doing it flat out online. I'm not going to go anywhere and pick it up if I can have it delivered to my house.
It does seem odd to me that, and again, I understand that you can't have it. Like, I get it. I'm not stupid, or it is kind of funny to me, though, that I can go to Target or Walmart and I can buy jeans, but I can't go to Old Navy.
Right.
Like, and I understand why that is, because they do groceries and other stuff and other essential things, and Old Navy really doesn't, but... Mm-hmm. And other JCPenney and Macy's and all these places. It's just kind of funny to me. And that's the thing. Like, I guess if I needed jeans, I usually get them. I guess I could do curbs. I guess. I don't know. I'd probably just do Amazon wardrobe and just do it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know. Mm-hmm.
Prices of groceries at Wegmans will be going up. They sent an email out to customers announcing the changes due to operation costs, in addition to product costs increasing in supply challenged areas. The Labor Department says prices of staples like eggs, meat, and cereals are expected to rise.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
About how all these things have been going up nationwide now. Wegmans, because we said that yesterday. I haven't noticed it going up much around here.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're gonna. Here's the good news. If you go to the hippie section at Wegmans, otherwise known as Nature's Market, it's always been expensive. So those prices aren't going anywhere. So you won't have sticker shock if you're me. I'm just like, oh, look, another day. It's fine. Beyond me, costs lots of money.
The almond butter in that section is phenomenal.
Oh, I know it is.
I think it's called Justin's.
Justin's is one of them, yeah. Yeah,
they're really good. So good.
I know they make peanut butter cups, too. And they'll kill you. They'll kill you because they're so good. They're just so good.
Did a little shopping this week, mm-hmm. and actually took the family because my husband and I were out and the kids had to go. Everyone had their masks. We were totally prepared.
Okay.
But we had to go and look for a bike for our almost 8-year-old. She desperately needs a bike that fits her. We get to the bike section in Target, and there were 2 bicycles left.
Like,
count them, 2.
Like 2 models left? Or like 2 total bikes?
2 little girl bikes.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and we didn't, like, they were gaudy as all hell. So I was like, you know, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to Walmart, and there were two bikes left.
And 2 bottles for the parents, too.
2 bottles for the parents. No, and 2 bikes left there as well.
Wow.
Which led me to, I was looking for a window chalk for my car. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a parade with school at some point. It got postponed. again, side note, but walked through the craft aisles as well. Craft aisles, completely wiped out. Like, gone. It's just even the fabric aisles at Walmart, like shelves,
oh, yeah,
empty.
They're gone. I do know that because when I went to go buy materials to make masks, I actually went to the kids section and just bought like size 4 t-shirts to make them with because they're cotton.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, you know what else I've noticed has been sold out? Is anything involving like rollerblades or roller skates, and I don't know why.
I came across an article that said these very cool women on TikTok are causing roller skates to sell out online, which is really funny because I just said to my girlfriend the other day, I was like, is it weird that I want roller skates?
Yes.
And it didn't even occur to me that where I got that from was probably watching TikTok. But it just looked, and I don't really love rollerblading so much.
See, I played hockey.
I feel more stable on roller skates.
And I played hockey most of my life, and my kids started skating to learn how to play hockey. So I wanted to buy him rollerblades so he could get out and kind of keep his skating up. They're gone. I mean, online, I'm saying, not even, they're definitely gone in stores. They're nowhere in Walmart or Target, which is the only thing you can go to. But online, they're gone. I don't know about bikes online, but I can't imagine it's good. So I find it amazing because it's good. People are, and my dad and I were talking about this yesterday. He is seeing it. I'm seeing it. You've probably seen it. More and more kids are now going outside because the weather's getting warm. And I honestly think they're sick of their tablets. I think they're getting, like, they like it, but I think they get to the point where they're that bored that they're like, okay, well, I want to do something outside. So parents are like, well, and I want them to do something outside than do the tablets. So a bike, rollerblades, chalk, anything, any kind of activity that's outdoors. Cool. Everything's sold out, though, because everyone's buying it. And you're now seeing all this time there was never enough. There was never enough of these things for stores to supply, were there?
Which is crazy because it just means that we've been spending so much time with our faces and our phones and our tablets and computers that it's, oh my gosh, it makes me wonder what the rebound effect of this virus is going to be. Mm-hmm. Are we going to go back to being these indoor creatures that are completely pale and white from our computer screens? Mm-hmm. Like, or are we all going to have migraines from staring at tablets or phones? Or I don't know. I hope it doesn't go back to that. But I have a feeling it probably will.
And I think we're still getting plenty of screen time. I don't know that it's...
Oh, yeah.
I just know that more and more people are like, well, I mean, what else are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And school's out. So, you know, it's pretty much done. So I guess we'll do something outside. And again, I think that's good. But if you can't go to the store and I haven't checked this out, can you go to the store and buy a football right now? A basketball? Ooh, can you buy a basketball hoop right now?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Probably not. I know gym equipment. You couldn't find it, which is hilarious because you know how much gym equipment is going to be on Craigslist after this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
You know how many treadmills are not being used right now? Guilty. But yeah, like it's I've noticed the same thing about, and not just, it could be about anything. It could be like, I went to go buy clippers so I could, you know, do something with this hair. Cause my wife's like, sure, I'll do it if you can get the stuff. You can't find clippers. They're all sold out.
That's what I mean.
I even look for like scissors, like barber scissors. No, all those kits are gone. These are just there. There's nothing. So if you want rice, though, they got rice. Plenty of rice. Hope you want rice.
Also, if you want fake nails for little girls, they have those too.
They have those.
Mm-hmm.
They have that dollar section full of the toys no kid really wants. But, you know, I guess it's there. All the really expensive things are kind of there. Oh, and here's another thing I've noticed. I went to Walmart to try to find a computer monitor because I just wanted a proper computer. They're out. There's nothing. They don't even have laptops right now. You have to order everything online. They don't have desktop computers. They don't have printers in some cases. There's no desks. There's no desk chairs.
Oh my God. That totally reminds me. I was looking for a table for my recording equipment.
Yeah.
They didn't have any left at Target.
Right.
Not a thing.
This
is my little folding table that I got at Walmart. It was the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness it was the perfect size, but I'm like, what is happening? Everyone's got setting up their home offices.
Right. And they've been for a while, and you're to the point now where there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you just take whatever. I'm glad that I, because I set up my home office here right at the beginning of all this. So I managed to get a desk and a chair, and I ended up with a really nice monitor and a really nice computer and all this stuff. But yeah, there, I wonder when we're actually going to get those things in supply again.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't even know when we're going to get Lysol again. They're saying the summer. I would love a Lysol spray right now. They're saying summer at earliest before we get that, let alone computers and basketball hoops and bicycles and rollerblades. And oh, my God, I don't know.
Right.
TV movie news. Mary-Kate Olsen has filed an emergency order to divorce Oliver Sarkozy after five years of marriage.
Oh.
E! News reports the 33-year-old actress and fashion designer is staying with her twin sister, Ashley Olsen, as the split turned, quote, very ugly. Mary-Kate says she signed a petition to divorce the 50-year-old French banker on, wow, he's 50, 50 and 33.
Yes. Okay.
On April 17th, but was unable to file it because courts were not accepting non-emergency filings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, I don't really know much about this, but you had a big reaction. So what do I need to know about this?
I don't know a whole lot of details, but just seeing there were pictures of the two of them together, and it just looked like a very, that the power dynamic between the two of them looked off.
Mm. Okay.
And I can't even think of the, I mean, I don't know if it was a picture. Well, she's also really short, so maybe that has something to do with it. Like, the only place he can put his hand is on the back of her neck. But to me, like, that sounds...
But still, that's a weird place to put your hand.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Not to say I've never put my hand on the back of my wife's neck, but I mean, like, I'd rubber neck and have to be like, come on, I'm not doing that. But...
yeah, it just... the pictures alone, that just gave off this weird power dynamic, and the fact that there's such a big age difference, and it was weird. It makes me feel a little squicky.
It's a 17-year... is it Olivier or Olivier Sarkozy, isn't it?
We'll go with Olivier, because it's French.
Olivier Sarkozy, yeah. Because he's French. And he's a banker. He's super wealthy. I mean, here's the thing. The Olsen twins are worth more than everybody, by the way. I mean, yeah, they're worth billions, literally. So I don't think that's going to be a big problem. But I hope she's okay, and I hope that they work that out. I'm not big on big age gaps when it comes to relationship with anybody, let alone stars. But like, when you see Richard Gere is having a baby, which happened, and Billy Joel has like a young son, these are guys like in their 70s, like,
yeah,
with their 30-year-old wife. And I'm sorry, it just, there's nothing real to me about that personally. When it's that big of a difference, I think when it goes beyond a decade, the likelihood of it being actual love kind of starts to get less and less. It doesn't mean that it can't. I just think that there is some kind of agenda there most of the time.
I mean, all this means to me is that I had a shot with one of the Jonas Brothers, because there's an 8-10 year age gap between me and the youngest one. And then he married a girl that's the same age as me.
Yeah, it's old.
Sorry.
It's old.
Once again, you're older than me. That's all I'm going to do. Anytime we mock my age.
Listen.
This face, honey, does not look my age.
Well, you're trying to rob the cradle of one of the Jonas Brothers, okay?
Listen, there's no... Listen.
Listen,
I
Rochester.
Had a shot. I should have taken it. Shoot your shot when you see.
The CW announced that the network is pushing its new season to January of 2021. So no new scripted series for fall of 2020, all the things they always have going on. The only show returning this fall is Supernatural, which is going to wrap up the entire show. It's supposed to wrap up in the spring, but then all this happened. So they'll finally wrap up that show, the entire series, this fall. I don't know if you would have ever seen Supernatural.
As a matter of fact, I like those two gentlemen as well. They are tall drinks of water.
Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles.
The other guy.
Jensen Ackles, who makes his own beer, as a matter of fact.
Don't care.
Jared Padalecki will be the new Walker Texas Ranger. That will debut in 20 of 21. Yes, they're rebooting that. So...
because why not reboot everything?
Why not reboot every freaking thing? I swear to God. Supernatural is a great show, by the way. In terms of, it's kind of garbage, but it's like good garbage. You know what I mean?
The first bunch, I was into it for the first few I didn't ever watch it live. It was always like the reruns.
Oh, yeah.
But the great thing about them playing the reruns is that they would play them in order, mm-hmm. And they'd play like four episodes a day every single day. So you could catch up pretty quick.
And they're a marathon. If you want to watch something on Netflix, because Netflix saved this show legitimately, by the way.
It was the first.
So that show was canceled. I think it was after season five. They were done and they wrapped it up. And then the viewing on Netflix was so big, they brought it back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's been, I think this is their 15th or 16th season now. That's how long it's been. So, and every season has like 23 episodes. So if you want to dig into a show, man, and there's going to be some bad, some real bad, but it's there's some really good in there too. So yeah, check that out. Speaking of Netflix, Queer Eye Season 5 coming to Netflix June 5th.
Yay!
First images of this season have already come out teasing the new season. Love
that show. Oh my God, I love that show.
I do too. Yes. I think it's one of the most positive shows in the entire world. And if you're not watching Queer Eye, at least on occasion, you should.
If you're not crying at least once in every episode, there's probably something wrong with you.
You're not crying. I'm not crying. You're crying. Shut up.
I am crying.
I am crying. I'm crying too. Shut up. The good news is you guys have good news. I posted on my Facebook page to share good news with us because, you know, that's what we do on almost every one of these shows. So we have three listeners who decided to share their good news. We thought we'd share them with y'all. Like Karen. Karen says that she donated her stimulus check to two friends who needed the money. Also gave some money to a friend of a friend to help buy a car. Then she loaned her money to help her get out of a nasty living situation. Karen's just giving money away. I love it, Karen. That's awesome. Amazing. Like, how awesome are you? Because don't get me wrong. First of all, I'm not donating my stimulus check. The donation went back to the bank and the credit card companies I owed. That's where the stimulus went. But to help a friend of a friend, I mean, that's really impressive, Karen. You're awesome.
Mo called an Italian local restaurant to order some of their sauce, but the owner explained that they were closed for the day. And then he told, so is Mo a guy or a girl?
I don't know. I didn't look at the picture, just Mo.
Okay, then Mo. Well, then they told Mo to come back anyway, and the sauce would be on the air conditioning unit out back, and that they could just have it. And that's, their mind was blown.
I mean, I'm sure it's wonderful sauce. I think it's really funny. It's like, it's on the AC unit out the back. Just go grab it. It'll be fine. It could have been sitting there for days. No, I'm sure it wasn't. That's nice of them to at least, you know, hook you up on a day that they're not even open. That's cool. Lisa says, when all of this coronavirus stuff started, she was low on money and groceries. And there was a huge fear that there would just be no food for her and people that she loves. An old friend of hers texted her to check up on her. And when he knew that she was a little stressed, he Venmo'd her money to stock up on food. He didn't even know what Venmo was. He had to download the app and everything. And she says she's internally grateful for his generosity. And Lisa sounds like he got some great friends there, which is pretty fantastic. It's the Diet Bed Part 2. More failure. No, we're not going to fail. We're not going to fail this
part
time.
Part D.
Part D. All right, so we're going to start the new Diet Bed Monday, yes?
Yes, I will set it up. Should we? Yeah. Yes.
The Diet Bed Part 2, the quest to actually lose weight?
Right, as opposed to Quarantine 15?
Right.
How about Quarantine 19 at this point?
Let's lower expectations. The Quarantine 4. Just like, not even 5 pounds. How about 4 pounds? All right, here's the deal. The last diet bet, you succeeded. Congratulations.
Very nice.
You succeeded. Your friend?
I did succeed.
Your bestie succeeded, right?
She did.
The rest of us, you know, not so much. But you know what? Whatever. You know, whatever.
And so my bestie lost. She was a winner, but she lost. She has been killing it. She has kept it going. She's like, are you going to do it again? Yes, I am. So she's going to be gunning for us. She's going to be gunning for our money.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have to gun for me. I think I have to gun towards somebody or something this time. That'd be good. I got sick in the last one. Listen, the man cold is real.
It seriously is.
And for me, it's just, I got it. I'm not even kidding right now. It's
but this
been
time you're going to put your big boy panties on. You're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to,
because you've already fixed, so that can't, it's not going to happen again.
That's right. I'm going to put the Pokemon underwear down and just put on the regular Hanes is what I'm going to do. Because I'm told that's what big boys do. Okay. But what's, in all honesty, all kidding aside, okay, when it comes to losing weight, what is it that always holds you back? What is it that always stops? I mean, it's obviously not working out or not eating right, but what is it specifically that just always sabotages what you're trying to do? Because I can tell you what mine is. It really always comes down to this.
What's yours?
If I cannot do exercise, and not like every moment of every day, I'm not in this. If I can't be on an exercise regimen and an eating regimen, I fail. Because I have to be able, and when I'm sick, I cannot do the exercise. I can't do it. Because you feel like crap, and you try to go outside, and you try to walk, and you're like, I just walked 10 feet. And you're like coughing and hacking, and people think that you're going to give them the virus. That's always my problem. I have to have both, which is stupid, mm-hmm. and I should just sit here and not eat bad, is what I should do. Because if left to my own devices, I will eat all my feelings, and not just the bad ones, the good ones too. I could have a good day and say, I should have a whole pizza. How's that sound? Let's celebrate with a whole pizza and a beer and ice cream. Because that's just how I roll. So that's what always sabotages me. What about you?
I think the eating portion of it is always what sabotages me. I have done one of those clean eating plans before for 30 days and did not work out once and easily dropped like 16 pounds mm-hmm. without working out, without doing anything extra, just merely changing what I'm putting into my body. So that's where I struggle, because I'm a junk food addict and I'm, you know, I don't love vegetables. I'll eat them. Mm-hmm. I will literally choke them down and gag, but I don't like them.
What junk food do you eat the most of?
Oh God, what don't I?
What's your favorite? Like, if you really, you could only have one thing.
The list would be shorter for me to say what I don't eat.
Okay. Vegetables. But
yes.
Right.
What's my go-to junk food?
Yeah.
Well, I think my gateway drug is Diet Pepsi.
Okay, yeah. Because people think that's healthy, but it's not. It can start mm-mm. bad habits in a hurry.
Yes, because it's that false, it's fake sugar mm-hmm. in it. Because, it's quote-unquote diet, so there's no calories in it. But it gives you that hit of sweetness, and that's just not
and
great.
And caffeine. Yeah, and salt. It's full of salt. Like they're so full of salt. People don't realize that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a lot of sodium in soft drinks. That's the one, that's the other white powder that's in soft drinks that people don't talk about.
So that's my gateway drug.
Yeah.
So I try not to have it in the house all the time, but you know, if we get pizza, I'm like, "Oh, I got to have, you know, a soda, a pop."
Well, and you have to have pizza. And pizza's really not, cuz you can't just have a slice of pizza. Like, who has slice of pizza?
No one.
I love when people are they'll get like a sheet pizza, mm-hmm. and they're like, "How many slices of pizza do you have?" And you'll be like, "Six." Oh my God! I'm sorry. Like, six pieces is like three pieces. Okay, it's like three pieces of a normal pizza. Okay, it's not, that doesn't count as a slice. A slice is off the big pie. Okay, the big round guy. That's what it's off. Not the little stupid square. That's an hors d'oeuvre.
Six pieces off a big one is like half the pizza.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't want to get into that, but my problem are things like that. It's really comfort food stuff.
Yeah, same.
Pizzas, pastas, yep. Carby, cheese. Butter. And it's not, it'd be one thing, it was just the butter. It's the butter with the carbs, because the carbs are what kill me. And
well, I was just going to say, you know, fat doesn't make you fat.
No, not at all.
But you pair fat with carbs and salt and sugar, that's when things get ugly. Yeah.
It's all carbs and sugar and salt. Like the you know, the best things.
Basically.
The things that I've already kind of started.
Okay.
To try to get myself prepared. Mm-hmm. I've switched all whole grain things. Not the crappy bread that says it's whole grain, like, no, the serious, like, organic, every
stuff that has like seeds in it.
It has seeds in it. Yeah. I actually like seeds, so it's fine with me. Okay. But like every slice of bread has a name and is free range, like that kind of bread.
I'm like, that's a thing.
No, but it could be. And I'm proud of myself because last night for dinner, I was very, very tired yesterday for whatever reason. I wasn't feeling very good. So I really just wanted comfort food and I really wanted to eat poorly. And there was some leftover pasta, which a little bit of pasta, not the worst thing in the world. It's when you have a lot of pasta, that's the problem. But instead of making this cheesy giant mountain, I took fresh zucchini, fresh squash, onion, baked it, mixed it with light olive oil with the pasta, and I had just one bowl of that. And I'm proud of myself because that was a better choice than what I would have chosen, which was, in fact, a frozen pizza that was in the in our freezer. See, so
that's a great... That's a good choice for you. The thought of that is like, ugh, gross.
We got to cook the vegetables.
Zucchini, squash.
You got to cook it right. I mean, it's all in how you cook it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can't hate vegetables.
But I do.
There's not one vegetable you like? There's not one. I know you don't like asparagus. I get it. Asparagus is a tough one. That's a tough one.
It's horrendous.
But broccoli?
Oh my God, no.
Mm-mm. Why? Nope. What's wrong with broccoli?
I don't care if you drown that in cheese and salt and butter, I still won't eat it.
Wow. Okay, cauliflower.
Yeah. Oh, wait. That's not true. I've had broccolini, which I like.
What the hell is a broccolini?
I don't get it. We used to have it all the time in North Carolina. It's basically longer, skinnier, fluffier broccoli.
Oh, sounds great. They don't have that here. I've never seen that here once. Okay.
So that.
All right. So you can't eat that because it's not here. Peas? Right?
No.
Green beans. Nope. What's wrong? Why do people hate peas? I'm confused about peas. Hold on a second.
Because the texture and the taste is just gross. The same for me with avocado. I don't like avocado.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I know.
Avocado is like the greatest thing on earth. I love.
Really
I get avocados. I cut them open and I just on a plate and I can eat it just like that.
Oh yuck!
With nothing,
vomit.
Maybe a little salt on
vomit.
There. Oh, my kid eats raw avocado. He craves it. He has to have it.
Ugh,
I love it.
Gross.
But green beans, you're good. You're good with green beans.
Yes.
I like green beans. They bore me. They usually bore me. I really got to cook the crap out of them to find them to be good.
I like green beans.
Okay.
I actually will eat Brussels sprouts if they're prepared a certain way.
If you smash them, if you cook them and smash them and then cook them with oil, oh, buddy.
I like to roast them.
Yeah, you roast them, but you smash them when you roast them and they're really good.
I actually have a really good recipe for Brussels sprouts with Dijon mustard, honey, cranberries.
Mm. All right.
And then you honey, so there's sugar in it.
No, but it's different because, then there's different kinds of not all sugars are created the same. Honey and agave are low glycemic, so it's your body processes it differently. Like when I make coffee, I make it with agave so that I don't, because you process it much better than you do, like proven that happens. So not everything's created equal, and that's the thing. So it's about better choices. That's all it is.
Right.
So you could eat, that's what I'm saying, you can make that Brussels sprout for dinner and eat that whole pan and you're still better than eating a slice of pizza.
That's true.
That's just the reality. It sucks that it works like that.
I feel like the other downfall for me is I hate having to measure. I don't like having to measure. Mm-hmm. I don't like having to weigh things out. I like to be able, you know, this is what you can eat. Don't eat any of this. You don't have to measure it out. That's easier for me. But that's not realistic. So I think this time around, not only am I not going to wait till the last 2 weeks to actually really kick it into high gear, but I'm gonna have to count stuff and measure stuff, and I hate that, but it's something's got to give. This time around, it cannot be just a crash diet. It's got to be working on my habits, because my habits are atrocious.
And mine too. And that's it really does suck that it's all about what you put in your face. I mean, it really is. And you can't try to be perfect. You just want to make better choices slowly but surely. I know this because I've done this before. And you know, it's always funny is I always feel weird giving weight loss advice because I'm fat. But the thing is, when you're fat, you know this is the biggest misconception. I am not fat because I'm stupid and don't know anything about food. The problem is I know everything about food. I know all the things about food, and it's delicious, and I want all of it in my face. But I know it's about habits, and it's about creating good ones. And part of the reason I became a vegetarian is because there isn't a single doctor on earth that will sit there and tell you, yeah, there was butter and salt, but I mean, it was a bowl of broccoli. I mean, Is that really bad for you? You know what I mean? Like, so that's the thing.
Fried pig meat.
Yeah. Like, that's a carcinogen. But you could deep fry the broccoli, and yeah, it's deep fried, but it's broccoli. Like, it's still a better choice. Hate to say it. Sucks, but it's true. So we're going to do it this time. We're going to do it.
And in 6 weeks from now, when we're doing Diet Vet Part 3,
what's my excuse
going to
be?
We're
going to
look back at this conversation. Yeah, right? Pat is going to have gotten sick.
Definitely again. Definitely. Because I'm still technically sick.
Pat's going to be sick. And I am going to make bad choices for the first 3 weeks.
You watch.
Not this time, though.
I'm going to get like a job or something that changes my schedule. And I'm going to use that as the excuse. You watch. That's what's going to end up happening.
Oh, man.
Because I could see that happening. Amy, it's been another great week. What'd you learn on the show today?
That Mary Kate Olsen is getting out of her marriage.
That she is.
Good for her.
And all of her billions of dollars. I learned that if you have billions of dollars, it won't matter because you won't be able to go buy a bike at Walmart because they're gone. So are the rollerblades and so are like all the activities. So I guess we're just going on nature walks, kids. That's what we're going to do outside, which is gonna be lovely. I've been taking Rory on those. Those have been good.
I was going to say, you know, I feel like I've been hitting up places that I don't normally go to.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Going on adventures.
Happy reopening day. To you
happy
and yours.
Happy reopening day.
And which again means very little, but you know, whatever.
And the points don't matter.
We're going to have a beautiful day tomorrow, I know, on Saturday. So get outside and do something and enjoy your weekend. We will see you Monday morning, hopefully. And only because who knows if I'll be sick again, because I seem to be sick all the time now. And that's when our diet bet will begin. So get ready to sign up for the diet bet. I will put things on my Facebook page, which has changed. By the way, it was facebook.com/PM and AM. I've taken my old handle back. It's facebook.com/PatTheProducer is back. So
Pat the Producer.
So if you want to find me, just it's facebook.com/PatTheProducer because I mean, that's what many
just
people
can't keep up with all your handles because you're so famous.
I'm just like so famous. Oh my, if you look up Pat McMahon, it's still there. And at On Air Pat still on Twitter and Instagram. So, and find Mornings with Pat on Facebook. We'll put it there too. It'll be everywhere. We'll put it everywhere. Have a wonderful weekend and see you Monday.
Bye.